Well, St. Lawrence County may be losing population, but there's one group that keeps growing, Old Order Amish. They're drawn by the region's cheap available farmland. Like all dairy farmers, the Amish need a market for their milk. Sarah Harris reports on an unlikely partnership between the Amish and Agrimark.
Drive down some roads in St. Lawrence County, and it's like stepping back in time. Traffic comes from buggies, not cars. Children in dark clothes and straw hats and bonnets play in neatly kept farmyards. These are Amish communities, primarily Schwarzentruber, the most conservative Amish sect. Over the past 30 years, they've migrated from Ohio, looking for a place to farm. Karen Johnson Weiner studies Amish culture and language and teaches at SUNY Potsdam.
Well, the Amish think that farming is really the ideal way to live a Christian life.
For years, the Amish farms around Canton and Ogdensburg sold their milk to the Heritage Cheese Plant in Huvelton. They produced Grade B milk and stored it in cans. But in 2008, the cheese plant closed, and the Amish lost their market.
I came home one day, and Dan H. Miller from Huvelton was sitting on my picnic table waiting for me.
That's Dave Elliott. He lives in Canton and works for Agrimark, a major Northeast dairy cooperative that owns Cabot and McAdam Cheese.
Dan was one of the area leaders. Dan says, we got big problems, Dave. The issue is Heritage is closing their doors and we need a place for our milk. And he asked me if Agrimark would be interested in helping him.
So Dave decided to talk to Agrimark's board of directors. It was a hard sell. Members from New England weren't familiar with Amish culture. And Agrimark wasn't sure if Amish farmers could produce Grade A milk.
They have never used bulk tanks. They've always put their milk in cans and cooled it with well water and never shipped Grade A milk.
And it wasn't a sure bet for the Amish either. The milk houses needed refrigeration, and it's against the Schwarzentruber's religious code to use electricity. But Schwarzentruber leaders realized that to stay in St. Lawrence County, they needed a market for their milk. So here's what they decided to do. The milk houses would be built on Amish property. Agrimark would lease the milk houses, and the electricity would be in Agrimark's name. The money for the electricity would come straight out of each Amish farmer's milk check. It's a fine line, one that Karen Johnson Weiner says makes sense.
And it's typical of a lot of those kinds of negotiations that go on in the Amish world over how we can interact with the world without having the world intrude too much into our homes and our communities.
That was 5 years ago. Now, there are 35 electrified milk houses in St. Lawrence County, and Amish farmers make up about 20% of Agrimark's Northern New York members. Joe D. Miller is an Amish farmer in Macomb. He has 9 kids and a 10th on the way. He's in the shed, building a headboard for a bed when I arrive at his farm. Like most Amish people, he doesn't want to be tape recorded, but he does agree to talk to me about Agrimark. Right now, he's milking 13 cows. He says that initially, the thought of bringing electricity onto his property made him, in his words, skittish. But over time, he's done well with Agrimark. He likes the co-op model of profit sharing at the end of the year and the bonuses for butterfat and protein. Not all Amish can run a sawmill or have a furniture shop. There'd be no outlet for it. But Joe says they can all ship milk. And he says more and more in the community are getting into dairying now that they have a steady market with Agrimark. The milk house is just a short walk from Joe's barn. Although he wouldn't let me record his voice, I can record the sound inside.
So I'm standing inside the milk house where Joe drops his milk, and there are 8 big steel milk tanks. If you open this tank, there's this big vat of frothy milk. It looks really white. There's bubbles on the surface. There's a blade that I think must turn it. And this is how these guys get their Grade A milk to market.
Besides this milk house, Joe's farm is really old-fashioned. And you can see he's glad to be able to make a living and work at home with his family. Dave Elliott from Agrimark says it's been a good partnership.
The Amish will farm forever as long as there's a market.
And for now, in St. Lawrence County, the Amish are doing just that. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.